Welcome back into Teed Off here on Fox Sports Spartanburg, 98.3 FM, live from the Beacon Drive-In Studios, 98.3 FM, like I said. Or you can tune us in on the Fox Sports Spartanburg app. Just search Fox Sports Spartanburg LLC and wherever you get your apps. Or if you don't have a phone, you're just on a computer, go to SpartanburgSportsRadio.com. You can stream us all around the world. We're going to go now to the Image Printing Hotline, where founder of Kakalaki Golf, Ryan Cummins, is on there. Can you hear me, buddy?
Yep, I can hear you.
All right, buddy. Just, you know, we get started. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, your background in the game of golf.
Yeah, sure. So, again, my name is Ryan Cummins. I'm 27 years old. Currently live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I started a company called Kakalaki Golf. It's kind of based all around the Carolinas. And, you know, really the reason I did that, I was born in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or just outside of there, Georgetown specifically. My dad was in the Coast Guard, so I moved around for probably the first 18-ish years of my life, you know, every 2-3 years, different place, different, you know, different house kind of deal. I went off to college. I went to Pfeiffer University, which is just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, like 45 minutes northeast. I graduated from there in 2018, and I moved down to Tampa, Florida. That's where my parents have always have called Florida their home. And so kind of my idea was, you know, I've moved around so much in my life that I was looking for home. And I thought when I moved to Tampa, I thought I was going to find that. And so I was in Tampa for about 3 years. And my now wife, she came down to Florida. She's not from the area, and she hadn't come from a background where she moved around a lot. So we kind of just came to the conclusion that Florida wasn't our place. And so then we were trying to think of places we wanted to live. First idea was Charlotte, North Carolina. We both, since I went to school, not far from here, she's got some friends from high school and college that are now in the area. We're a little bit closer to her family. So we've been in Charlotte since 2021. And once I moved here, I can remember it specifically. It was, I think, September of 2021, shortly after we had moved here. I was out on a golf course, not far from here, or not far from where we live in Charlotte. And I just played 9 holes on like a Sunday afternoon just by myself. And that just felt like it was the most peaceful 9 holes of golf I think I'd ever played. It was just a beautiful day, and just, I don't know, everything about it, the scenery, the weather, just this feeling just came up from inside of me. I felt like I found home. And so a year later, I was at a wedding. And I was talking to a friend, and I kind of, you know, I kept going back to this idea of telling my friend, like, I really think the Carolinas are the best state in the United States. I think, you know, you've got the mountains, you've got the beach, you got the big cities, small towns, the lakes, you've got, you know, everything in between. The Carolinas have it all. And so about a month later, I had this idea for Kakalaki Golf. It just kind of hit me, and, you know, I've just kind of run with it from there. And, you know, officially launched Kakalaki Golf in September 15th of 2023. So I've been, you know, operating for a little over 6 months now, but I really just have built this brand based around the idea of home, and just really, you know, how much I love the Carolinas, and, you know, kind of where I'm at with it.
What have been some of the biggest challenges you faced in being the new face in golf apparel, around in here?
Yeah, I would say biggest challenges would be, I mean, just running a business in general, it's not something I've done. I come from a background, I've worked in accounting since I graduated in 2018. So, you know, running a business is not something I have any familiarity with. And so really, you know, just learning about how to run a business, how do you build a brand? You know, everybody, I think, wants to build a brand. So, or, you know, they want to put a logo on something, they want to sell it. And, you know, that is such an appealing thing. But, you know, the biggest, you got to have a brand. There's got to be a reason to it. And so that's why I had this idea. And I was like, I just kept going back to the idea of home. You know, and that's what I really try to hammer, is that idea. And so that's the biggest challenge was, yeah, just trying to reinforce kind of what my brand represents and, you know, why I am different than any other brand that are out there.
Yeah, Ryan, thanks for joining us, man. So you say you've lived in both North and South Carolina, living a little bit down in Georgetown, really good golf courses down that way and all around the state of South Carolina, as well as North Carolina. In your opinion, which is the best state for golf?
Oh, gosh. I can't possibly do that. And I do want to preface this by saying you know, I started this brand. I'm not like some, you know, expert, and like I don't know everything about every little course here. That I haven't played, you know, all, you know, every single course that I wish I, you know, I have to this point. You know, kind of I've built this based on the idea of home, and also just wanting to continue to explore these states because I truly think they are that great. So it's also about the exploration side of things. So, but in terms of trying to compare the two, I can't do it. I think both are just incredible. To have each state has a ton of history. You've got Pinehurst in North Carolina, and then, you know, I've read different things that say the first golf clubs came through Charleston, South Carolina. So you can kind of say that, you know, golf has originated really in the Carolinas. You know, pick either one and you can kind of, you know, claim it. And so, you know, for that reason, I can't possibly pick one over the other.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, man. I mean, so many awesome golf courses around both states, so much history in the game. Just looking through your Instagram page, tell us a little bit about the content that you put out along with your clothing brand, some different courses you might have gotten to play, things like that.
Yeah. So going back to challenges, I think the social media side of things has been something is a challenge in itself. Just it takes up a good amount of time. It is something that I truly, you know, dedicate and pride myself in. I put as much effort as I can. I really, you know, I want to put out the best content that I possibly can. You know, I may not have the best equipment. I may not have the newest camera. I may not have, you know, the best stuff to do videos, but I'm just, you know, I'm doing the best with what I've got. I want to make content that I feel proud of. And, you know, that kind of coincides with the exploration side of things. The beginning of this year, I was kind of told myself, you know, to help my content, like, I got to go explore. I got to go, you know, do the things that I'm, you know, trying to preach over here. And so, you know, I started New Year's Day. I started out, went to the Cradle over in Pinehurst, spend a day over there, play the Cradle. I think even December 31st, so New Year's Eve, I was at Tot Hill Farm. Beginning of January, I was at Southern Pines, and I do a little interview series, and with that series, I try to talk with different people with different backgrounds related to golf in the Carolinas. And so I interviewed the superintendent, Cody Self, at Southern Pines. So that was a neat experience getting to talk with him. So I've been to Southern Pines. Beginning of February, I went to Tobacco Road, went to Pine Needles. And I've been some Oak Valley over in the Winston-Salem side. I was supposed to go middle of February. So I was supposed to go to Tidewater, which is North Myrtle. That ended up, I got sick, sadly. So I hadn't done that trip yet, but Tidewater is another one that's on my list. And I'm really hoping to, you know, keep branching out into South Carolina and exploring some of those, you know, again, I think South Carolina is, again, another beautiful state. There's a ton of places that I need to experience. So I will take any recommendations that you guys may have, places that I need to check out, for sure.
You get to go to some nice courses, it sounds like, and have plans to go to more. Tell us a little bit about your golf game. What's your handicap, strengths and weaknesses on the course?
my golf game, I've always been, you know, a bogey to double bogey golfer. I've never had, I would say, my love for golf kind of did, it probably started with the 2019 Masters, watching Tiger win that Masters. I remember I had just moved to Tampa. I was living by myself before my now wife had moved down to Florida. So I was by myself, you know, had the TV set up, just camped my butt on the couch and watched Tiger win that Masters. And that just, you know, that kind of did something for me. It got me excited. And I think the next year was COVID. When COVID happened, when you're in Florida, there's a billion different golf courses. And, you know, you were still allowed to do things outside. So I started, I got a range membership. I was playing probably weekly at that point, sometimes multiple times a week. But during COVID, I don't even know what my handicap would be, but I was shooting some low 80s scores, decent, you know, low 80s to mid 80s consistently. At this point, I think my handicap is like an 18. I'm nothing impressive. I can keep up with a group of better players. You know, I've got my good holes, I've got my bad holes, but, you know, really, I don't think I practice enough to get it down. But it's not something I think because of Kakalaki Golf, I get to also, you know, when I'm out playing, I also view it from that standpoint where, okay, can I make some content? Can I get some pictures of this? Can I get some pictures of that? Let me video my buddy taking a swing. You know, I can kind of take my mind off of my own game, which kind of makes it more enjoyable. But at the same time, you know, that might mean my handicap's not as good as it potentially could be. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. But you mentioned some recommendations in South Carolina. Some of my favorite courses are down the lower part of the state. We're here in the upstate in Spartanburg. In the upstate, I mean, you got the Cliffs. There's, I want to say there's four different courses out there. Every one of them's top-notch. Staff out there is really nice. If you ever get down this way, definitely check those out. Really good golf courses in Charleston, Country Club of Charleston. If you ever get a chance to get on there, you had mentioned Georgetown. Another one of my favorite courses is Deberdew down there. Pretty tough course, but so I like to shape the ball from left to right. Pretty much every tee shot calls for a little fade, so that's one of my favorites. But it can definitely, just like most down there, can jump up and bite you. But lots of good golf to be played around the state of South Carolina as well as North Carolina. And like you had mentioned, not playing as much in South Carolina, I definitely want to venture up north. And I've never been to Pinehurst, never been out to the resort, played any of those guys.
Oh boy.
I got to play in college, Whispering Pines Country Club. I think it's in the same area. That's another good course. If you hadn't checked it out, definitely do that.
Gotcha.
Ryan, tell us where we can, what kind of what your website is and what kind of products you offer, through Kakalaki Golf.
Yeah, so it is kakalakigolf.com. Currently up on the website, I recently, very thankfully, appreciative. I've sold out of a good amount of things. So I think I'm down. I have a couple shirts left. I got some hats. I think I got like two. I have coffee mugs. I think I got two coffee mugs left. I'm depleted on what my inventory is at the moment. But luckily, I've got a new polo that I'm releasing this week. I got a new quarter zip. I got some hats coming in. I got some ball markers in. I actually just got ball markers in yesterday. And then I'm trying to think, I got, some samples. I'm constantly trying to, think forward, what are other new products that I can offer. And so I think that's some of the stuff I've got going or, plan to have out. I think that's going back to challenges. That's another thing that I'm having to learn is, working with manufacturers, this stuff takes time, and sometimes they'll give you a timetable and it takes longer than what they originally tell you. So, stuff that I've had plans that I thought was going to release beginning of March is now pushed to April or to May. And so that's kind of something that I'm having to work through and figure out. And that's a process, but still enjoyable. So yeah, definitely. I've got a ton of things that I'm hoping to add to kakalakigolf.com. A lot of stuff I'm excited about for sure.
All right, Ryan, we have one question we ask everybody that are the first time guests on the show. You're playing in the great state of North Carolina or South Carolina, and you're taking the turn running into the clubhouse for a quick snack. What are you grabbing? What's your go-to snack on the golf course?
Oh gosh, if I'm going in the clubhouse after nine holes, I think the only logical answer is I'm getting a turn dog. And on my turn dog, I'm about as basic as I can get. I just want ketchup on that thing. Just a hot dog with ketchup. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, chili is a little messy for the golf course. You're wearing nice clothes, especially in a nice Kakalaki polo. You don't want to spill chili on that thing. But answer. We get a lot of guys that think, think they're really good. They're scratch golfers. Oh, we eat granola bars and peanut butter, but we like the honest answer of a hot dog at the turn.
Definitely going for the hot dog at the turn every time.
Yeah.
All right. One more time, shout out your social medias, your website, so all of our listeners can check you out and see what you got.
Yeah. So website again, it is kakalakigolf.com. You can find me on Instagram, also kakalakigolf. I'm on TikTok. I've been recently trying to grow that. That is also Kakalaki Golf. Pretty much anywhere you can type in a search engine, just put in Kakalaki Golf, and you're going to find me. YouTube is one that I'm trying to build up as well. But again, going back to challenges, trying to running the different social medias is something that's a challenge in itself. So, Instagram is really my main platform at the moment. I try to be as consistent. I think I've posted daily for nearly 6 months at this point. I try to be extremely consistent. And, I'm looking to build that across my other platforms. So Instagram's my main one for the moment.
All right, buddy. We'll let you get out of here. We'll be checking you out, hopefully talking to you soon. We'll be following you along and hopefully getting some Kakalaki golf apparel soon, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Ryan. Have a good evening, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
I was on their site. He's got their logo's really sweet.
Yeah.
I really like that. And they pretty good pricing. I mean, it looks like it's well made, and it's not as expensive as the typical, you know, Nike, Roback, whatever. But some really good stuff. I like a lot of blues. I like the blues. So go check them out, kakalakigolf.com. That was Ryan Cummings joining us. But we want to take a break now, come back on the other side. We're going to ask the age-old question, which is more important, greens in regulation or fairway in regulation? So y'all stay tuned. This is Teed Off.